When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, Maridisas, and happy Tuesday. This is Kian Sobhani. I'm hoping that you're enjoying the international break so far. We already got a really cool picture of Endrick, Vinny, and Rodrigo. And I know it's just a little thing, but it's just really cool to see Endrick with those guys, with the Brazilian national team. I mean, he's 17. He's in pretty good form right now. Really exciting times. We are covering the entire slate of Real Madrid players on international duty over on the website. So we're not doing it so much in podcast form, but in written form over on managingmadrid.com. In addition to the daily news, the analysis we put out, all that stuff, we're also covering the players on international duty. All right, so what is today? Today is a clip taken from the weekly mailbag. This one actually went up yesterday, and the full episode is a ton of fun. We get into a bunch of stuff. We talk about Alphonso Davies, how difficult it'll be to attain him, what are the surrounding dominoes that need to fall in order to acquire him, and also, what is the alternative if you can't get him? Is Miguel Gutierrez good enough? We also talked about the stadium renovations. Does the new Bernabeu actually look good? Our thoughts on that. This one gets a little bit philosophical, but has social media ruined football fandom? Is it destroying everyone's mental health? Everyone's angry. Everyone's fighting. Our thoughts on that. Xabi Alonso, tactics, lineups, other transfer stuff. And we also have a segment where we explain why Real Madrid has been so dominant in the three games that Jude Bellingham has not played. The full episode is in the show notes. You can also go over to patreon.com/managingmadrid and get access to the weekly mailbag. You also get to submit your questions to the weekly mailbag. We also do a live call every single week. So this week, our live call is on Thursday, and then mailbag is on Friday, and we're very active for our members. So you can go to patreon.com/managingmadrid. Alternatively, if Patreon is not a possible thing in your country, because that exists for some people, you can go to the memberships tab on YouTube and sign up there instead. It's the same content. Awesome. Hope to see you on the inside. And thanks for tuning in. Here's today's clip about Fede Valverde. Patrick Odiafati says, "Hi, Keanu and Lucas. I hope you're both doing well. I wanted to have a Fede shout out. This season, behind Jude Bellingham, I'd argue Fede has been our best player, Rudiger maybe too. This season, he's put in a complete performance, one after another. He seems more confident than ever, and it shows. I've noticed he's added that Trivella pass to his toolkit. He's also become captain of Uruguay recently, and at 25, I believe we are entering the prime years of Fede. Do you consider him world-class? What players in his position across other teams would you have ahead of him, if any? Also, is Fede in line to be the next long-term first team captain, 5 years as a leading figure in the team of Real Madrid, assuming Carvajal, Nacho, Modric, Cruz, and Vasquez leave within the next 2-3 years?
About the captain thing, yeah, I think so. I think he'll be the captain in very shortly, whenever those veterans leave the team. I think he's next in line. So yeah, he'll surely wear the armband in a few years' time. About his current level and his current quality as a player, I agree. I think he's established himself as an undisputed starter. He's quite possibly right now the ahead of each and every single midfielder in a depth chart in Ancelotti's rotation. So that speaks volumes about what he's done as a player. And about maybe other players that I would pick ahead of him, I don't know. I would have to think long and hard, I think. Maybe not anymore, but I think Bernardo Silva in last year, for example, would be a good addition for a club like Real Madrid. De Bruyne, I don't think, if you consider the same position, I don't think so. But if you do, I would probably pick him ahead of Valverde as well. Maybe even Pedri in terms of age and quality, but obviously he's not healthy. He's not as available as Valverde is. So I don't know. There aren't many players I would pick ahead of Valverde, just to summarize and to be short. But he's definitely established himself as an undisputed starter, although I think that maybe his ceiling isn't as high as Camavinga's or Bellingham's. I do think that right now he's very close to his peak. I agree.
Is he world-class? Like, I remember the definition of world-class is kind of fuzzy depending on who you ask. I had the best definition of world-class I heard was that we did a Managing Madrid podcast in Miami one time, and Andres Cordero was one of the people who joined us on stage, and he said world-class to him is if he was in the starting lineup, then no other player in the world can displace him from the starting 11. Like, that's like a very high standard of world-class, right? Like,
yeah, so this, like, that's debatable for
Valverde. It essentially means that he's the best player in his position, right?
Exactly. So that's debatable for Valverde. I don't think he is.
But I would frame it another way too. I would say if someone asked me, would I trade Fede Valverde for any other midfielder in the world that we don't have? My answer would be no.
Probably not, yeah.
Yeah, like even those names you mentioned, like Kevin De Bruyne, who, as you mentioned, is not in the same position. Like, we have Bellingham to do what KDB does now, right? So we don't need that. Bernardo Silva, I mean, factor in age, easy. Pedri, I just wouldn't, because Fede Valverde is just like one of those pure Madridistas, like, that just
can't. Yeah, but you're adding on all the things. You're adding intangibles now.
I understand, yeah. But like if you think Pedri is a better player than Fede Valverde, that's fine to believe that. I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I'm just saying I wouldn't trade Pedri for
Fede Valverde. That's fine. Perfect. Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right.
I do think that his ceiling is lower than Camavinga's and Bellingham's, and maybe even Tchouameni's as a player. Different player, obviously, than all three of them. But in terms of, I think he's closer to his ceiling and to reaching his full potential, and that doesn't mean anything wrong. That means that Real Madrid will get to enjoy peak Valverde for quite a long time. But maybe his ceiling isn't as high as the other young players on Madrid's roster. Maybe also granted because Valverde is the older of those midfielders Real Madrid have in the squad, even though he's only 25. So, yeah.
So you hate Fede Valverde?
Exactly.
Get him. Canceled. Sports Social
Podcast Network. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.